So you mentioned before the issue of diarrhea with pertuzumab. Can you talk a little bit more about what you say to patients to prepare them when you tell them to call you? And do you use any kind of preemptive medications?
So I do talk to patients about the side effect of diarrhea, and I tell them right out front to go ahead and have, typically we start with Imodium available at home and to call immediately if they're not getting control with that. And then we escalate to adding Lamotil. I don't preemptively have all patients take something beforehand. I'd rather see that those patients require that and have that commitment. And so I usually do a lot of education, and our staff does a lot of education, so that patients are prepared if they have the onset of diarrhea. I think the other thing, too, is to look at, and we're clear with patients, is to be sure we're not missing other causes of diarrhea that may evolve. And so for a lot of patients, stress is a big indicator with irritable bowel, and that's easily brought on by initiating chemotherapy and a diagnosis of breast cancer. So it's always a challenge to try to work through for some patients who experience diarrhea, and it seems refractory. I think it's always difficult to know exactly how patients are taking the anti-motility agents at home, too, is that I'll hold a cycle of pertuzumab or two. And it's quite interesting. Sometimes that does resolve it, but more often than not, it doesn't. And we look to other causes, whether it's the chemotherapy. We've seen that with the chemotherapy, whether they have an underlying GI issue. Sometimes I do send them, if I find that even holding pertuzumab, I'm not getting on top of it, for the gastroenterology for a consultation as well.
What about dermatologic issues, rash with pertuzumab?
So the rash with pertuzumab, I think, has been much less frequent, but there are a small percentage. I think I've only had probably one or two patients that it ever was significantly bothersome. We do try, you know, steroids for a lot of these patients up front, either the Medrol dose pack and some emollients on their skin. But, you know, I think I've only had to discontinue that really in one or two patients. It has not been a big issue.